As an introduction to this sitting, one of the important areas of mindfulness is to develop wisdom and understanding of how to practice with thinking. And certainly if your thinking is leaving you alone, you're welcome to leave your thinking alone, letting the thinking be in the background, and as long as in the foreground you can keep doing your practice, maybe thinking is not a problem. But thinking is often one of the leading causes or conditions for all kinds of distress. Much of human suffering can be traced partially back to our rumination, the ways we think about things, and the way we think about ourselves. And if we just let our thinking go unabated or with free rein, it can cause all kinds of ongoing distress for people. So mindfulness practice includes mindfulness of thinking. And this is where having some stability, steadiness, is supportive, so we can kind of, in a sense, look thinking in the eye, kind of see it a little bit as not as my own, and not me, myself, and mine, but to see it as just another phenomena, another event, which mindfulness can clearly see. Oh, it's like this. So in a sense, to step away from our thinking in order to observe it or know that it's happening. And then if we step away that way and clearly recognize it and see it, then it might be possible to let go of it or let it kind of drift into the background and let go back into the breathing or what we're paying attention to. If thinking persists and it just keeps distracting us from what's going on, it might be helpful to notice what the emotion is, the mood might be that comes with thinking. And that might be the very thing that's fueling it and perpetuating it, is the attitudes we have, the emotions that fuel it. And then it might be useful to do mindfulness of the emotion. If there's a lot of emotionality connected to thinking, the thinking is more like a symptom that's pointing, or a messenger saying, over here, pay attention to the emotions that underlie it. And sometimes holding that with a clear, stable mindfulness can allow the emotions to no longer grab us or hold us or keep us entangled with them. And then something else can happen. Emotions are completely valid places for mindfulness. But it's possible to be non-entangled with them or not disturbed by the emotions we have, just to settle back and observe them and know they're happening. And then at some point to be able to use this unentangled mindfulness and begin again with the breathing. Begin again with the direct experience here of breathing in and breathing out. And doing so and using some of the energy that went into thinking, the energy that went into being reactive or concerned about emotions, and using that reservoir of mental energy, mental attention, to settle into the experience of breathing, open to the breathing more fully, and begin cultivating a steadiness with the breathing, a steadiness and a focus and a continuity that maybe is supported by finding some modicum of well-being, some modicum of pleasure or enjoyment with either the breathing or being present or with the very act of mindfulness itself. If that's not easy to find some modicum of well-being, sometimes that's not available, that's okay. But if it is available to support your continuity with the breathing, settling in, please, by all means, use that as a support, to go further and further into the whole inner world of the body breathing and settling and being here. So to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, and as you exhale, let go into your body. Let go into whatever degree of stillness, quiet, or subtleness that's in your body. As you exhale, letting go of some of the physical tension you might have in your face or your shoulders, your belly, so that as the muscles relax, maybe there's a little bit more settling in to be here. And if there's any tension in the forehead or between the ears and the brain, or wherever there's the thinking muscle is, maybe you can, as you exhale, relax the thinking muscle. Relax the concerns we have about what we're thinking. Relax the tension that preoccupation represents. And whatever doesn't relax, that's okay. Because the essential aspect of mindfulness practice is to simply know what's there, know what's here. Knowing our experience as it is, we're allowed to be as we are. As we begin the process of simplifying our relationship to all things. Simple relationship to what's happening. Simple mindfulness. Centering yourself on the breathing. Maybe as an act of kindness. As an act of gentleness and peacefulness. And then hanging in there with the breath for as long as it's easy, and then do it again. And then do it again. Coming back, beginning again, over and over again, whenever it's needed. And then staying there as long as it's easy. And then doing it again. Settling in, being here. If you find yourself in thinking a lot, you might ever so gently, softly, forgivingly, give yourself meditation instructions. Maybe do a little guided meditation of your own that brings you into the present moment more fully. And even though this might be being a little bit busy giving yourself meditation instruction, it might be better than the alternative. Like the end of the last sitting, is there something, some way that you are now? Some way of being mindful or being present or an attitude or something that feels right and good to be, that is worthwhile preserving, not necessarily holding on to or clinging to, but not losing easily, not quickly going off into normal thoughts when you start to hear the bell and kind of abandon something just because the bell rings, you kind of just start all over again some other way. Maybe there's a way of lovingly even stay close to what is good, what you appreciate about how you are now as you hear the bell.